This is Mythical.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Well, I told you guys we were going to do something a little bit different. And I'm starting a series called Southern Slang of the Week. This week's Southern slang is, that's about as useful as breast on a bull. But you know, if you're from down south, it would be, that's about as useful as tits on a bull. The official definition of tits on a bull is utterly ineffectual, worthless, or unnecessary. But for me, the reason I'm going to explain this to you about why, you know, what good is tits on a bull? Because if you got a milk cow, a cow's got tits on it where you can get milk from them. But a bull ain't got tits on it. All it's got is a penis, and it ain't got nowhere where it's going to give you milk. It might go out and help make another cow somewhere, but it ain't going to give you no milk. So just remember, you know, tits on a bull just are not effective in any way at all. And, you know, I've had some things go on in my life where this, you know, what's about as useful as tits on a bull is things that I've done and tried to show people. And sometimes you just can't show people how to do anything. I mean, it's just like milking a cow. Some people can get right down and milk a cow. And some people can't. They just can't get no milk out of them. And it's the same way with people working and you're trying to explain something to them. You know, I've had people work for me, and this is kind of a personal story, but, you know, I'd show them what to do, how to do it, and come back, and they just did it how they wanted to, and it was terrible. I mean, and they didn't work for me long, so you know, when you're showing somebody and want them to do something like you want to, and if they don't do like you want them to, it's about like having tits on a bull. You might as well be pissing in the wind expecting not to get wet. So showing people how to do something sometime and they don't pay attention, it don't have any use either. All right, everyone, that was it for this mini dispatch. But we're going to have some more for you next week. So I hope you enjoyed this one and keep tuning in, because we're going to have some more for you.